At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
What up, what up? It is Alex, the Fantasy Football Hustler, back at you. I got another quick-hitting waiver wire video for you guys. I got 6 running backs to pick up. It is very, very ugly this week. We got the Browns, Packers, Raiders, and Seahawks on by. And you got to make moves. It all starts here. Hit that subscribe button and let's jump into it. First guy that I got to mention here, Mr. Khalil Smoking Bowls of Herbert. Yes, he was traded from the Bears to the Bengals, and it's crazy that this is like the most popular trade news of the day, and there's so many people who are like, is Khalil Herbert going to take over for Chase Brown?
You are so dumb. You are really dumb, for real.
Just think about that. There's a guy who barely gets any playing time going to take over for someone who's actually been doing good for the team that he's on? No, he's not. This is more probably a shot at Zach Moss and him being hurt. They haven't even updated the schedule on Sleeper yet. They got the Ravens and the Chargers coming up over the next couple weeks. Not really good matchups. I'm going to say just leave him for one of your league mates. If Chase Brown gets hurt or something, like maybe he'll be like a random flex guy. But I feel like that's it. He's like a dart throw flex guy during these crazy bye weeks. And that's about it. Don't let any other fantasy analyst tell you anything different. Now, usually start off with the guys who I like the least. I like all of these guys as pickups, but the guys who I have at the end are the guys who I like a lot more. Ray Davis, next on the list. He only got 6 touches. We got to remember that because there's a lot of people who are going to be like, dude, one of the greatest catch and runs for the season. But like all these crazy guys just getting the hype going. Don't buy into it. The reason why you should pick them up is if you have to. Lack of depth on your team. Big bye weeks coming up over the next couple weeks. Because for the most part, Ray Davis is not going to be worth starting. But there's a lot of bye weeks over the next couple weeks. And the Bills just have a great schedule for running backs in general. But if James Cook ends up going out there and killing it, it just leaves less meat on the bone for Ray Davis. So if you have James Cook, this will be a smart pickup for a handcuff at this point as well. Getting to this part of the season where you know what guys are now. They're on your bench and they have no upside, or they're on your bench and they have upside with an injury coming, or they have upside just on their own independent flex value. Ray Davis teetering on having his own independent flex value, but it is going to be matchup by matchup. But they got great matchups coming. So one more time.
Pick him up!
Now, I am not too excited about Tyler Allgeier, but I got to keep mentioning him. He will randomly get into the end zone like he did this week. He barely got 7 points, even with getting the touchdown. So the volume is just not there. This is Bijan insurance. It's worth getting as well. Outside of week 12 through 14, they do have a bye or a bad matchup those weeks. Besides that, it is looking really great down the stretch. So Bijan insurance, plus just someone who you might throw in as a flex who has decent matchup. Next on the list here, Mr. Justice Hill. He definitely goes in waves of being good and bad for your fantasy teams. Usually when they're in like tough running back matchups, that's when we see him get a little bit more receptions. And they got some bad matchups coming up over the next couple weeks. So that would be a reason to go pick him up.
Pick him up!
He's not really start worthy on most weeks, but let's see about when it gets to having 6 teams on bye, 4 teams on bye. We'll see how you think about it then. So go pick him up. I got 2 guys left to talk about. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Mr. Braylon Allen. This is more of a speculative ad, but they have a great schedule moving forward outside of their bye week. This is Breece insurance for sure, but it's also there's so many buys coming up over the next couple weeks that he might be someone who you might be forced to throw into your flex with a good matchup because they got some good matchups coming down the stretch. So Braylon Allen, if you have Breece,
pick him up.
If you're desperate for depth,
pick him up.
Let's do it. Now, I saved my best guy for last here. He's actually on a bye week this week, so a lot of people are probably going to forget about him. Emmanuel Wilson. I know Josh Jacobs has been handling biz, but Josh Jacobs has been known to get hurt from time to time. The Packers only have one really bad matchup for running backs, and that's week 14. The rest of the matchups are either decent or really great matchup. He might be someone down the stretch that you might be forced to throw into your lineup. He's got the bye this week, so that means the rest of the way he is good to go, except for week 14. Horrible. You know, in Green Bay, once it starts getting frozen, that they are going to start deploying the running backs even more. So that's why you want to pick him up now.
Pick him up
before a couple weeks go by and then people realize that they should be picking him up. Because guess what? He's only rostered in 5% of leagues as of right now. So let's make sure to not tell anybody.
But don't tell nobody.
And there you have it. There's my quick hitting running backs. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. If you have not, go to 420crew.com so you can join our private fantasy community. You could join for free. You could join as a paid member. You want to be there though, because you're going to hear about a lot of information, including leagues that I'm going to be starting. I'm like the only one who hosts leagues for the NFL playoffs. So after everybody is quitting on fantasy after week 17, come week 19, that's the wild card weeks, our leagues are going to be starting 3-week tournament. You love drafting? We're going to have a whole bunch of drafts that are going to be happening the first week of January. So 420crew.com, go join. Could join for free, like I said, so you can stay in the mix with everything. Join as a paid member. I'd recommend it. And then don't forget to rinse and repeat, because I'm bringing the heat. You got the videos popping up for the other waiver wires. Go ahead and click one of those now. Don't forget to check out the IDP waiver wire, because no one is really doing that on YouTube besides your boy here. Click, click, click.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated. Forlorn even, like your efforts are futile and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.